Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Insurers can do more to retain customers who are looking to switch providers. According to a survey by Bain & Company of around 135 consumers, many purchased new policies, terminated products and switched providers during the pandemic. To find out more, we're joined now by Harshveer Singh. He's a partner at Bain & Company. Harshveer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here, Rachel.
So Harshveer, perhaps you can set it in context for us. Who did you interview, when and why, to get this data that more consumers are shifting insurer during the pandemic?
Yeah, Rachel, this has been a research that we've been doing for several years now, 135,000 customers across 17 countries. We've been speaking with the customers with the purpose of bringing their voice to our clients in the boardrooms, and our mission was to push the customer centricity agenda. We speak with them digitally, and we try and understand their behavior and their perception of their insurance providers across the world.
And interestingly, looking at the data, it shows a significant shift in China from 7% to 18% and in India from 21% to 32%. Can you talk us through that shift?
Yeah, no, it was an interesting statistic, and the quantum of the leap was also very interesting for us when we did the study in March, April last year. If you remember, that was the beginnings of the pandemic. And the full ramifications of the pandemic had not set in. We did find the most shift was in the auto and home insurance sector,
right?
In China and also in India, as you mentioned.
But why auto and home, though? I would think during the pandemic we would see a greater shift for health insurance.
No, you're right, Rachel. Health did see a significant uptick in consumption. But auto and home, as you know, are annual renewal policies. And at the time of renewal, you know, with the traffic stopped and not a lot of consumption of road transportation, there was an absolute shift towards figuring out whether consumers needed the right insurance, had the right pricing for their motor policies or home policies as they were renewing. And the pandemic absolutely accelerated that trend that we normally see to significant high levels, right?
So you've mentioned some of the reasons why consumers are moving, policies are coming to an end, but perhaps you can share with us more on some of the carrots that are enticing consumers to jump across to different providers.
Yep, no, absolutely. The first was what accelerated was the use of digital. People were just researching more. More and more of our clients reported their website traffic was up many fold as people were trying to seek the best proposition and research on their own. That never used to happen in the past because you always had an advisor handy to talk you through the right solution. So one of the carrots that people had as they upped their game on digital marketing was the sort of benefits and new services that they were offering to get people to pick their plan. So that was one. The second one was obviously price. Affordability became a really, really important criteria for choice. In fact, in India, where you saw the biggest jump in switching behavior, 52% of the consumers were switching because they were looking for a better priced plan. Better prices was another carrot. And then two other I would mention. One was services. And for many years, we've been publishing about insurers bringing value-added services, whether it's telemedicine wrapped around with the health policy. You saw lots and lots of COVID covers sold along with the free teleconsultation packages. And a whole host of other services. So consumers were also looking for a better proposition in a way, which were being offered and encouraging them to switch to the right provider.
Now, Harshveer, earlier you mentioned digital and the role that digital plays in attracting and retaining customers, but the digital marketing and consumer channel space is vast and wide. Perhaps you can share with us some examples.
That's a really important, and if that's been your personal experience, Rachel, it's absolutely spot on that your expectation as a customer is that the insurer is the most convenient, offers a convenient interaction, offers a lot of services that you should be able to do without having to interact with complex channels, right? So the importance of digital became really, really important last year as insurers were desperate to engage with their clients. In fact, the switching behavior that we talked about and the increase and acceleration of switching behavior, almost 40% of the customers who switched told us that they switched because nobody contacted them from their incumbent or existing insurer, and hence they were switching. So the digital channels play a really, really important role ever before. The challenge the insurance industry has had is that, as you said, the marketing channels and the sales channels have not integrated yet, as you've seen in the retail sector, where marketing and consumption or buying is in the same channel. And that's the problem statement that we've been helping our clients crack, which is how do you find the right moment to engage the customers and engage them, and that engagement leads to a buying journey that is perhaps guided with the help of a human, whether it's a remote or video, and that becomes a significantly better experience for the customers. And some examples I could talk you through. We had helped with one of our clients in Southeast Asia develop a digital app or a platform that brought together health and wellness services in a community, delivered in a community way to a lot of young parents. And the value-added services led to a tremendous amount of engagement. And that led to consumption of advice around insurance as a young parent. And that advice led to tremendous amount of uptick in conversion of insurance and consumption of insurance as an end goal, which our client was after. So there are many examples of our insurers finally trying to crack this integration of engagement with sales so that they can deliver a much better experience and narrow that vast array of channels and marketing channels, which are separate from sales channels, as you said. Narrow that journey and reduce that complexity for anybody looking to procure or looking to protect themselves with insurance plans.
So on the flip side, Harshvir, with all of this happening, what does this mean for consumers? A good time to shop around and perhaps switch provider?
It is definitely a good time to research, but it's always advised to understand the cost of switching. You may be leaving some benefits on the table if you switch too early. But absolutely, most of the retail, health, or retail auto or home insurers are now rolling out a slew of new propositions, and most consumers are beginning to take notice. And insurance is not a passive category anymore. It's taking a lot of consumers' mind space because of the pandemic. And it's good to note that the industry responds with more customer-centric propositions. But before you do so, you should always look at the cost of switching, and you should not be walking away from value that you may have embedded in your existing insurance plans. So try and speak with the insurers before you do so would be my advice. And advice to what we've been telling our clients is to double down on engaging their own customers, as we know that all customers are looking to get a better deal.
Wonderful. Well, Harshvir, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Harshvir Singh, partner at Bain & Company. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.